Hi, this is Steve Blees and welcome to Sounds That Can Be Made, a rock podcast brought to you from the City and County of Bristol. It's a bit nippy outside, so let's play some music to get your blood pumping and warm your cockles. This is Arena with the Bishop of Lufford.
Oh,
Arena released a double CD and DVD of material recorded on the Polish leg of their 20th anniversary tour last week. But if you want a copy, you'll have to be quick as the pre-orders have wiped out most of the stock at the band's website. This week sees American prog metal giant Symphony X playing a series of gigs across the UK, including the Bristol Beer Keller on Thursday, a gig I'm really looking forward to. From their latest album, Underworld, this is Without You.
To the storm, hanging on a broken wing, unto every life a little rain must fall. Oh, the words I sing, it's a greater thing to have loved and lost than to never ever loved at all.
Supporting Symphony X are Tunisian Oriental prog metal band Myrath, who have a sound similar to that of one of my favourite bands, Orphanland, so I'm looking forward to seeing them as well. We'll be right back. Myrath released a new album called Legacy in the States on Friday, but unfortunately we have to wait until April for it here in the UK. So that was the title track from their last album, Tales of the Sands.
Hello, this is Arnold, and if you'd like to listen to lots of this... or this... or maybe even some of this here... I hear the beating of the house in the distance. Tune in to Heavy Elements on Progzilla Radio, Fridays at 10:30 p.m.
Now, having played two progressive metal bands in a row, playing a third may have you thinking I've got confused between my Monday and Friday show set lists. But don't panic, Riverside have mellowed out recently.
Let me tell you a story about you and me in those days. How much passion and joy we shared. How often we turn back time. Let me tell you a story about you and me in those days when we felt as if we could change the whole world with just through the silence at the speed of sound. Towards the blue horizon, we could open minds. Tell your story about you and me in those days. We just lived our lives, swim out to the as we ran through the silence at the speed of sound. Towards the blue horizon, we could open sky. Thank you. guitar and sing your songs. I just miss those days and miss you so. Wish I could be strong when darkness comes.
Love, Fear and the Time Machine, a much more chilled out album than what we've heard from Riverside previously, that was Towards the Blue Horizon. Another band who have chilled out over the course of their musical career are Anathema.
I found you.
staring at the sun. Love is so strong.
It's hard to imagine that Anathema started out as a doom metal band in the 90s, but a quick listen to their debut album, Serenades, will prove it. Off their 10th album, Distant Satellites, that was Aerial, a sound much evolved over 20-odd years.
Yeah.
one of the three standalone singles released since their last album, The Ghost You Gave to Me, back in 2011. That was US Proggers 3, with the excellent You Are the Alien. Unfortunately, there's no new news on the three front, but fingers crossed they will record some new material soon. On the subject of new, this is Swedish alternative prog metal band Prehistoric Animals, who released their debut single, One Day Came a Ghost, last autumn. See what you think.
Silence is all I'm hearing.
got to say, I like that. Okay, an artist long overdue for being played on the show, and definitely winner of the weirdest song title of 2015, is Tom Slatter, with Some of the Creatures Have Broken the Locks on the Door to Lab 558 from his Fit the Fourth album.
To lab 558, and somehow their venom ate through the wires. Alarms didn't sound till it was too late. From the 3rd to 15th floor, they're infected with the spores of the creatures that broke through the locks on the door to lab 558. Tales of lights and strange shapes in the sky. When finally something devastating happens, it comes from below, not on high. I've heard the official stories, but that's not what I believe. No, I believe the man with the burned ragged clothing who stumbled from the fire to tell the tale. Didn't know when they caught them, and he didn't know when, but he knew their grey skin and too many eyes. Their venom burned him and all of his friends, but he choked out the story before he died. We kept them in cages in a low-level lab, proof against force but not sound. And too late it was realised, their buzzing, their clicks was how they spoke, how they made their plan. Lab 558. And somehow their venom ached through the wires. Alarms didn't sound till it was too late. From the 3rd to 15th floor, they're infected. The spores of the creatures that broke through the locks on the door to lab 558. On the door to lab 558. On the door to lab 558. And that's why the sky's falling down, and that's why we'll never see sunlight. Why our lungs will fill with the ash of the innocent dead. It's not the future you wanted, but it's the future you got. And our skin will crack with the dry heat of nuclear wills. We'll be right back. flesh. And our skin will crack with the dry heat of nuclear winds. To lab 558. Somehow survivors fled into bunkers, but we know we've only a few seconds left. The entire outside world is infected with the spores of the creatures that broke through the locks. It's not what we wanted, but it's what we got. The spores of the creatures that broke through the locks on the door to lab 558. On the door to lab 558. On the door to lab 558. On the door to lab 558.
I have to say, I'd love to hear that covered by a heavy metal band. And if you haven't seen Tom's video for it, you must. It is wonderfully bonkers. Okay, that's all we have time for this week. I hope you enjoyed the show and will tune in again next Monday. Now, tonight sees The Walking Dead return to British TV screens, so to celebrate, from Pendragon, this is For When the Zombies Come. Enjoy.
papers blow across the park. The last living duck, somewhere in the distance.
Nielsen. year of his fifth in Sicily.
This is Sam Elliott, the man whose mustache is so heavy that you can hear it weighing down my upper lip when I speak. And I'm here to tell you that you're listening to Progzilla.com, home of some of the finest progressive rock and roll music on the internet. Prog on, brothers and sisters.